when I think about Atreides of the people today, and I wanted to have Atreides, it was my intention, which I do not speak about that normally. My intention to speak about that because of the necessity today. In today's society, and this will be, it is more and more like this that is happening, that we are having very much difficulties to be happy at home in a way of intimacy with wife, with a wife. That begins to be a problem. And the problem is because the expectations are not able to be met. Because what people are fed from the media or from the knowledge they have or from all different kinds makes no difference from where, and you don't have to be a dirty guy to be exposed to that. That exposes it itself, you know. It's simply you walk through the street or you walk through wherever, you are exposed to things which create in a person expectations which afterwards never you can't meet at home. It doesn't go like this. It doesn't work like this. And then you feel disappointed. And then you feel that there are ways, or there are all different kind of pleasures which you are deprived. Also, because you could be a Haredi man, you will be very religious, but you are deprived of having or enjoying your life. Or you are deprived because simply technically you can't do everything which your divinus will tell you you have to do. This is more and more a problem, and I tell it to you in Mexico because I feel in Mexico I can speak about such things. I would have to speak that to the most Haredi people in Eretz Yisrael too. Yeah? I would have to speak to that to everyone in the world. It's not a thing which I only want to speak of here in Mexico because I have some tainus or I got some secret knowledge from Abeno Arturo. It's not true. It was my... I wanted to say it. Arturo didn't think about that, to speak about that. And no normal person thinks about speaking about that. It's only an abnormal person like me who thinks about that. But it is simply a need. There is a need. And I hate to speak about that. Believe me, I do hate that. I hate to speak about all these topics, which they are those topics which when you speak about them, then absolute quiet is happening in the room and everyone is listening. I hate this attention of perhaps there will be a scoopy thing over here or something like this. So this is not my cup of tea. I don't like it, I don't like to speak about that, but I feel a very deep necessity to speak about that. And this begins to that which we spoke only briefly by the Shabbaton. We spoke only briefly, and that was one of my objections in the Shabbaton, that there were bachurim there, and girls which were not married, and then you can't really speak what has to be spoken. You can't have everyone coming and then there are limits to the ability to speak. And I said that this masse of intimacy, by us, it's called menucha. That's what you say in the, this is unbelievable, you have a Shabbos siddur over here, you say, I have that, I don't know whether you have it.
Siddur?
There's a siddur which is Shabbos inside your prayer book, whatever you want. Never mind, it's not. It is... You have your Baruch calendar, you know? Here it is.
Oh,
that should be, yes. That should be in. Yeah. Should be there. So there you have it. I think it's related Shabbos. And then you have the Shalom Aleichem, Eishes Chayil, and then you have Kiddush. Then there are no Zmiras. There are no Zmiras here? No, there are no Zmiras here. No, they don't have Zmiras over here. Okay, so with the Zmiras, you have the Baruch Kel Elyon, Ashon Osa Menucha, you sing that once in a while, Baruch Kel Elyon, and there you say, Um, No, that's for sure. But then you say that the Vashena Mishubachas Kedas Nefesh Mishivas, the Ashena Mishubachas, Ubechei, Nafshi, my spiritual life, Lecho Orgo. I want to be close to Hashem. That's what I want to be close to Hashem. But Velonuach, I rest, Bechibas, in, now how do you translate that? Bechibas, that means a man and his wife. Chibo, kashushanim sugo. That is the expression of intimacy. Kashushanim sugo. Boy, yonuchu bein ubas. The bein ubas have a menuche in intimacy, and by us, intimacy is the opposite of menuche. Intimacy is excitement. Intimacy is upheaval. Intimacy is having things happening which I dream, and it is a thing which is very much non-Jewish approach in general. I am a very big fan of the Yetzer Hara. I like that guy because this thing enables us that we have an emotional full life. I love it. But we have to know how to use that item. And we use it the wrong way. We use it that it is only upheaval. It is a mehume. That's what we think what Yetzer Hara is. It's wrong. It leads to menuchas hanefesh. And we have to find a way how to fulfill that Yetzer with menuchas hanefesh, with absolute calmness, not coldness, calmness, absolute. What does that mean?
Calm.
Absolute. Yeah. How do we do that? This is the riddle, and this is the riddle. This I speak to you. This is the riddle which we have to face because we want to have a emotional full relationship at home till the old age. That's what we want. Excuse me to tell you that. We go on a way of intimacy at home which is not confined to the age of 25 till 35, 40, finished. Because then we are heading, we are facing a problem directly. Yeah. We are facing a problem directly facing a problem, because we were witnesses to problems which happened in all the communities, and it is everywhere. It happens when you have President Clinton, and it happens when you have some seemingly Haredi figures too. There were problems happening. That you agree with me? There were problems. Agree? Yeah. There are problems everywhere. Which age are the people when the problems are happening? They are 25 or they are 55? So 55. So now 55, so his wife is also 55. Or 54 or 56. Okay? So then happens exactly this disaster which people are heading, because they feel that the fulfillment of intimacy is an upheaval. And then this Nebuch woman, wife, is not able to keep up with that energetic thing, because by her it changes the whole thing. And then he says, what shall I do? What shall I do? I feel unfulfilled. I need younger people. I have to have this upheaval. I have to have this unbelievable bubbling thing. And my spouse, which I definitely hold of her, is not able to provide that. Do you want to head such a life? Do you want that? I do not want that. I do not want that. No, I do not. I want to head a life of intimacy and a life of fulfillment till 120. And this is the problem. We are heading straight. That was these people had. I understand them. You know, people, this was for me. I made it. I tried it out. I tried it out verbally. I tried it out, really, by a friend of mine. Because there was one rabbi in England which was accused about such things. True or not, it's, I don't go into things, but there were people which were very much clear that that happened there, and he had to quit his job in a certain way. And this rabbi was, in my view, it was the same age as me, something like this, and he was in Yeshivat Mir when I was a bocher. When I was a Roman, a bocher in Mir. So I have a good friend, also Swiss, like me, a Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and I met him on the street at the days which this scandal was happening. So he was standing in the street in Yerushalayim, and he asked me, it was just nicht so good, was it? I held in the middle, yeah? What shall I do? Yeah, but okay. But so he asked me, only I wanted to explain that. A shiur is not a comedy, which you get the joke also in the middle. A shiur begins in the beginning and ends in the end, okay?
Sorry.
It's okay? So especially such a shiur. He was standing there in the street in Yerushalayim, and he spoke to me about what happened in England. And then he asked me whether I remember the guy. So I told him, I don't remember so much names, I don't remember the name, but you know this guy? No, it could be I remember him. So I asked him, how old was he? So when he, how old is he? So he said, it's 55, something, 57. So it was a good friend of mine, the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Gdane. And I told him, like, that's what you do in Swiss German. I told him, oh, that's the right age to do it. And then my friend, which is Rosh Yeshiva, came out fainted. Why did he faint? You know why? Because everyone feels that nachon, I have to work on that it shouldn't happen because it is a mistake in the system. The mistake has a system. The system has a mistake in that. That this act of intimacy is not about upheaval. Otherwise, by the age of 55, you'll find yourself outside. That's what you will find yourself. You have no choice. You can't do it differently. Because you will be deeply disappointed. That is not by itself. You know? You have to work on that. And that is the unbelievable healthy approach of the Torah, which says that this is a maise of menuche. It's a maise menuche. Boy yonuchu bein uvas. It's a maise menuche. It's not a maise of upheaval. And the maise menuche can go along with you till 120. That's not a thing which is confined to till the age of 35, 40. That can be till 120. Because it's a maise menuche. Yeah? Okay? Okay, I think this is a thing. When we are not working on that, we are heading disaster. And it's, the disaster is like, it has like a turbo. Because this YouTube and all the internet connections, they make that even more upheaval than a normal upheaval is. They make that much more. Yeah? And then you feel that a boom, that is a boom, and that's the enjoyment. And then you're heading in a disastrous way for your family life, which I can't swallow that. I can't be quiet till 120 with that. You know, I can't do that. It's not right. Because we have to find a way. How can we relate to this sugya, which no one wants to speak about that, in a way which will keep a person from the age of 20 till the age of 80, 90, till then, without hafsaka. It's a very important thing. And no one speaks about that. For sure you as a psychologist had to also take classes in that therapy for that and things like this. It is all, I don't know what it is. I never went through that. But a lot of times it is how to improve the excitement, but not the menuchas hanefesh. So that, I have a big problem with that, because the excitement of that intimacy is the menuchas hanefesh.
How can we explain menuchas hanefesh in
that? 1 minute. Wait. No. I'm in the middle. Okay? So this is the topic. And I had no choice that I have to address that topic, as much as I hate to speak about all these things. But you, when you want to give it to Ellis, to a tzibu, you have to go into uncomfortable places. Otherwise, you are speaking the nice religious speech, and it doesn't do anything in the reality. That's right. So, what means menuchas hanefesh in that sense? So first, I want, and I think I spoke perhaps that about here, but I don't know, because we spoke about the Rashi there, and you know him in Chol. We spoke here about that?
Yes, but it's good to read.
Okay,
any concept, yes, but you have spoken about it.
But it's connected. Yeah. It's two sides of one coin over here.
Correct.
It's connected. So, the Torah, Rashi gives that. Rashi gives that in the Parshas Vayakel. You can look it up. In Parshas Vayakel, Rashi says that when they gave all their presents to the Mishkan, the women brought their beers, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to accept them. And then Hashem tells him, no, these mirrors, they are precious, more precious than everything else. Yeah? They are more precious than everything else, because these mirrors made that they will have children in Egypt. Because they were looking into the mirror, and then the Rashi said, over here there's a Rashi translated. They translate Rashi over here.
Yes.
Oh, give that thing. You know, the Shmois, and then Vayakel, and then you read that. Now, please, I can't read this. Vayakel. Vayakel. There is a Rashi. Oh. Read that over here. You say it says. When Neutlis Hamaris for Golaris Roya Atzma in Bailo, Bamaro, Vishnatlaus, Vidworm, Leumar, Aninoimcho. And what does they say in the translation? You read it.
This is in Shmot and by in Lamed Chet Chet. Dice así: las hijas de Israel tenían en su posesión espejos de cobre en los cuales se miraban cuando se adornaban. Además de todo lo demás que aportaron las mujeres, no se abstuvieron de aportar incluso sus espejos para los contenidos del tabernáculo. Pero Moshe los rechazó a los espejos porque eran para incitar la inclinación del mal. Pues, ¿cómo ocurría? Cuando sus maridos estaban fatigados a causa de la dura labor, ellas iban a donde ellos estaban y les llevaban comida y bebida y las alimentaban. Tomaban consigo los espejos y cada una de ellas se miraba en el espejo junto a su marido, incitándolo con su palabra, diciéndole: yo soy más bella que tú.
¡Ah! You know, amigo, what does it say again? Say it low, slowly.
Yo soy más bella que tú. O sea, tenía el espejo y el esposo, la esposa le decía al esposo. Yo soy más bella que tú.
So now, did you ever see a beauty contest between men and women? No. So they were all insane. Yeah? It's not happening. No, nowhere. You can't do that. So that's insanity. No. You don't read Rashi right. Because Rashi says, not I am more beautiful than you. You have to read the Rashi, Anino Mimcho, my beauty is taken from you. That's what Rashi says. My beauty is taken from you. That means she tells him that I got something from you which makes me beautiful. And she gives that back to him. She tells it to him. Yeah? And in the Medrash Tanchuma, it says that Chazal, and it says, and he told her, I am, my beauty is taken from you. Rashi only brings one side, but the Medrash Tanchuma brings both sides. She told him that, and he told her also that. Mm-hmm. So there you have no choice. You have to say what I say. Yeah? He doesn't tell her, I am more beautiful than you. Yeah? No, she tells him, my beauty is taken from you. And he tells her, my beauty is taken from you. So that means there is not, it's not the point that you are beautiful and I am running after you. Or you do something and I am excited from you. It's much more intimate. It's that what I do have in my emotional and even bodily life, I got that from you. And she gives that back to him. She expresses that to him. That what means taivus noshim. That what the taiva is. That what the yetzer hara is. So that the yetzer hara is not running after something. The yetzer hara is urging for a response. Yeah? Urging for a response. He wants that the other one should be happy with him. And telling him that. Yeah?
I missed a bit the point of what does it mean that the beauty is taken from him? Like, her beauty is because of him?
He makes him feel that he's beautiful.
He makes her beautiful, and she tells him that back. She's telling him that. You make me beautiful. And he tells her, and you make me beautiful. Yeah? My beauty is taken from you. You make me beautiful. So this is the intimate connection between man and wife. That's what Rashi says. And this is an intimacy which will lead towards menucha. Yeah, and menucha, that leads towards menucha. That is a very deep thing. That you are not, you don't want an excitement from the other person. You want that the other person should give you back that he is happy with you. Yeah, that's what you want. And you aim for that. My beauty is taken from you. And that's what you give, that you hear back from the other side. That's what is given back to you. And that is what intimacy is about. So menuche in the end means this. Menuche means that when a person has intimacy with his spouse, in the end, he says, there I want to be. That's called Menuchas HaNefesh. That is the fulfillment of the yachas, of the relationship, that he feels, I want to be there. Ruhig, I want to be there. Ragua, that is where I want to be. That's called Menuche Milashon Nach. You are nochet, like you are landing there. I am comfortable and I'm very happy being by you, which you give me back, that you are happy by me, that for me, from me being by you. That is the menucha. And that is a work. We have to work in all the aspects in the world. I will tell you that I had a problem with this running after intimacy, which is non-good with a person which came to me, perhaps I told you that, and it is all the same thing. You have to work. It's not only, this is not happening only in the bedroom. That happens throughout the day. I want to explain that to you. And it's all a question of an unbelievable depth in relationship which gives a fulfillment in the Yetzer. That is the Yetzer Hara. But this fulfillment can go on till the age of 80. But the fulfillment that there is something exciting which I want to captivate and I want to run after, that wears off, and after the age of 40, 45, that's gone. And then you had a wall. And then you get a midlife crisis. I never understood what does that mean, a midlife crisis. I didn't understand it. I am 62. I'm after midlife crisis. That happens only 45 to 55. I didn't understand what I mean. I didn't have a midlife crisis. Why should I have a midlife crisis? No, it was a development. It was a work the whole time. I had a problem with someone which came to me that he was looking in intimacy, when you want to call it intimacy, with other women. Yeah? Paid ones, you know? So that he came to me and he was crying and he wanted to get out of that problem. Yeah? Get out of that problem. So I was shocked. I few colors, you know, so I would have to faint. I have not enough Yiras Shomayim to faint, but I turned white. Until I turned white, that takes a long time. But I think then I turned white, because that I didn't, or I wasn't prepared for such a thing, you know. So he came to me and he, you know, he wants to get out and he knows it's wrong, but all these things you say, you know. So screaming at him was not the point, because that doesn't do the job. That's what I saw. It doesn't do the job, because he already screamed at himself. He didn't do the job. So when I would scream at him, that wouldn't do the job. I had to make him a halach. So what do you do there? So I asked him, do you love your wife? And he says, yes. Yeah, that is normally like this. And then I said, okay. Where you live, he lived outside of Yerushalayim, and he was working in Yerushalayim. Working in Yerushalayim. Had a job, never mind what his job was surprising, I don't want to say it, but so I had a job in Yerushalayim. So, and then you, for example, I do that, now he doesn't do it anymore, but then I think he smoked also, not smoke. So you're in Yerushalayim, and you live out in Yerushalayim. Do you have a cell phone? He said, yes. Your wife has a cell phone too? He said, yes. And then I said, do you call her throughout the day? He said, yes. When do you call her? In the break, you know, when we have a break for lunch, and then I call my wife. So I told him, no, that's not good. No, don't call your wife in the break. That's too little. You have to call more. And I told him, you have to call her at least 5 times a day. But only to hear her voice and to feel how she is happy that you call her and you tell her, I want to listen to your voice and I'm happy to speak to you, and she is happy about that, and you let that thing that she is happy with you calling her, you let that thing enter your heart. Yeah? It's not a technicality. You have to open yourself and your wife, you know the voice, and you hear that she says, Jafet, now I'm in the middle of this, yeah, nice you call, and it takes 30 seconds. I told him, you are going to smoke a cigarette once in the middle of the work, you know? So it's not worse than smoking a cigarette. Smoking a cigarette takes much longer. This takes literally 30 seconds till 1 minute. Only listen to the voice, feel how she is happy with you, and then you can say shalom and going back to work. In a sporadic way, 5 times a day. That's what I told him. Do you know what? The guy never went back for searching intimacy out of home. Never once. Not once went back to that. Not once. Because he felt that this depth of connection, that you are happy with the other one telling you that he is happy with your input, that is an unbelievable bond. You can have that. This is the natural bond. We are making in a very natural way a big mistake when you go for excitement. I give it to you from the other side. Mistama, you have cousins, or you have people, or you have which they are a little bit older, let's say the age of 17, 18, and they ask you, you know what, I want to speak to girls, I have nothing, I will not do anything, I want to speak, gives me a good feeling, you know? I want to speak to girls. And what's wrong with that? So I don't know whether verbal contact is anything wrong, it's nothing wrong. And I was asked this question from a boy. What is bad with that? He was coming from a more Mizrahi background, and he asked me, what is bad with that? I speak with the girls Shabbos in the morning, after davening, I speak with girls, and it's very good feeling, and then I feel I even learn better. That's what he said, okay? I learned better. So fine. So what's bad with that? So I told him, the halakha is nothing bad. I only want to explain to you. You will speak to a girl, and she will be very nice to you, and you'll be very nice to him. You will be very nice to her. Very nice. But then comes a time where you will slightly feel that she is disappointed because she wants more. And then you can't get out of that. You can't. That's like an avalanche which gets bigger. You can't get out of that. You can't say, no, I will not provide. No. Because this is the urge of a person that he wants the other one should be happy with him. And when the other one is bringing the sign that he is not happy, this makes like this. And you feel an unbelievable grip, which you can't get out of that. And you will provide. And then you say, okay, no, only one thing, this gefällt. We will meet twice a week, in the middle week too. But it's only the beginning, because then it will come back, and the other side will be disappointed, and you will not be able to get out of that. You can't get out of that. Because that, what Yetzer Nashim means, that's what it means. That is the depth. And we have to capture that. We have to take this koach, which is called Yetzer Hora, and use it in the right way. And from the outside world, we are taught to use that Yetzer Hora in the wrong way. Not Menuchas HaNefesh, not Anino Mimcho, only I am a beautiful woman which has nothing to do with you. Yeah? But I am a desired person. Yeah? That's what it's going on all over. And then the person feels, that gives a feeling that this is the depth of the difference between a human Yetzer Hara and the animal Yetzer Hara. The lion wants the lioness, but he, by the act, he doesn't look at her. That's why he comes from the back. The lion comes from the back. The ox comes from the back, because it is not interesting for him whether the other one is happy or not. There is no giving back there. And that's what Chazal say, it's only the Kiyum Hamin. It's only, they do it only in order that the oxes shouldn't cease to exist, or there should be cows in the world. Because there's no personality inside. There's no give and take inside. There's no Panim El Panim. But by us, this is called Panim El Panim. And this is exactly the words of Panim El Panim. I am Toine. I am Toine. How do you call it? I am Toine to the Pnie of the other. I'm not Toine to the face. I am Toine to the Pnie of the other. You hear that?
I'm facing to the facing of the other.
That's right. I'm facing the facing of the other. I'm not facing his face. No. I am facing his facing me. That is ponimal ponim, what we have. And that's no animal has that. And now I admit that is this desire of the animals is a thing we also share. Because we are also a part of the animal kingdom, if you want, and you want it, it's the Nefesh HaBehavis, when you want. It is a part of the animal kingdom, when you want. We have that. But we are knowing that our real Yetzer Hara is a human one. It's a ponim el ponim. We are facing the facing of the other. And then we have Menuche. We are there. We are with this other person and happy being there. And not happy about the excitement. That is the running after. That's the excitement. I run after this beauty which is there independent from me. Yeah? And not the beauty which is taken from me. Yeah? The beauty is independent from me. And then I'm running into a big problem. And it's not only that you have this big problem, again, it's not that this big problem is showing up later in life, which that is for sure a big problem, and we want to have a family life, and the intimate family life, till later on, till much, much later. That's not only that, it is that it today gets a real boost. It's a turbo on that whole thing. This is this everywhere, you know, when I hear over here, when you go over here, Mexico, the worst place in the world which I was Los Angeles, you know. There you can't drive a car, you know. You simply can't drive a car. There, you use the chariot, you can't. Over in Mexico, it's a Sofic. But you may drive a car. Yeah, but in Los Angeles, it's a Vada, you can't drive it. And you are always, the whole time, bombarded with this one side desire, which has nothing, doesn't give anything back. Yeah, once a no pony, well pony. It's a one side desire which doesn't give anything back. Yeah? And you are bombarded with that, and then that ingrains more and more in a person, and you are heading just downhill into a way of behavior which is disastrous. So this is, I think, what it's called. It's a maise menuche, that you want simply to be there, because there is your place, there is your fulfillment, there in that giving back, that ani noe mimcho. There the person feels, I am coming to a fulfillment by another person, by someone else. I'm not only confined to my own body and to my own reality. I am fulfilled being by someone else. That's a godless, that's a depth, that's an intimacy which is unbelievable. I am fulfilled there. That's a very deep, personal thing. Yeah? And not, I have a pleasure there. But it's not me, you know, I'm not fulfilled with that. I am satisfying a pleasure. That's what the people outside, they want to make you believe. So I felt that I have to speak about that in order to give a real toelis to the tzibur. One wants to speak about that because it's more and more a problem which lingers on. And now you have, for example, now you have a tool in your hand to work on that. Because I do admit that I am also part of the animal kingdom. That means I do have such a drive within me that I want to run after everyone in the street. I do have that. But now I see, aha, but this is a drive which I have another koach, which is ponim el ponim, which is playing the same violin. I now am able to discern. And this is the source of working of the thing which people ask me, I don't know over here in Mexico, but from people, a lot of them ask about what you call Shmirat Einayim. How do I do that? How do I guard my eyes that I shouldn't look at things which are wrong? The Mafteach is that first you have to understand those are two different sugyot, two different topics. The one is the animal kingdom, Yetzer, and the other one is this human thing which is called ponim el ponim, the other one. And then you can have Shmira say that and say, I now see that when I have a desire to look and to run after someone in the street or things like this, I have a desire, I am discerning, oh no, this is a sugi, but I know there's another one there, and I have a better thing. So I don't go for cheap food, you know, for dirty, cheap food. And it's not cheap because it's non-religious. You see the difference? It's cheap because it is a different koach. It's not because it's non-religious. I don't come with that. I don't come with that. It is also, it is also, or it is not religious. No, it is two different worlds. It's a world of a very deep intimacy, and it's a world of the Yetzer which is there, which is called the Yetzer of the animal kingdom. And then I can discern, and I go for this and not for that. And then I'm able to be more clean. We are not able, in our society, we are not able to be 100% clean. 100% clean, that was Yanke von Wien was, 100% clean, that we are not able to do that. But we are able to work on that. And I wanted to tell you, you have to work on that in order that your family should be a strong and fulfilled and warm and an exciting family till the age 120. Yeah? And that's what it's needed. And that's what we saw with our own eyes, that people crack. They are cracking by the age of 50, 55. There's a crack. And then you say, yeah, it's a midlife crisis. And you don't understand, there's not I looked the Shulchan Aruch. I looked through the Shulchan Aruch, whether there is a Seif midlife crisis in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't find it, you know. My friends, there's no such terrors. You can't come by the Evan Ezer, which speaks out of all these Isurim, you may not do. And then there's one Seif, but Ramon, you know, or the Tav says, but in midlife crisis, you are an onus. And that's it. Onus Rachmone Patre. Midlife crisis makes it mutter. No, there's no midlife crisis. Why? Because midlife crisis is stemming from a place where you use that Yetzer in the wrong way. When you use it in the right way, it will be stronger and stronger and stronger. And why should be a crisis here? Yeah? Okay? So that is the thing I felt. I'm obligated to once speak about that. And I felt comfortable to speak over here in Mexico about it, because I feel the people want to work not out of they want to be more from. They want to work because they want to work with themselves. And this is very much needed in that Yetzer. It's very much needed that you have to want to work on yourself because of yourself and not because of religion. Because when you do it out of religion, you will not be matriach. You will be pergea in the other person. You will do it in a non right way. You do it no, religion is not the right thing, because you need the Yetzer Hara. That's why the Yetzer Hara is created, and the Yetzer Hara is everything but religious. That for sure is, you know, the Yetzer Hara is not religious. So it is not the question of being religious. It's a question of using that Yetzer Hara in the right way. Okay? So that's what I wanted to say. I think that's enough for today. And it was for me a big effort to do that. Yeah?
I have a question. Specifically, which act help you like get to that point?
What?
Which act in everyday life?
So I gave you, for example, calling your wife and relating to her and giving her something preparing her the coffee, whatever you want. That is throughout the day you work on that, and then the intimacy de facto is then only a continuation of that you are working on that day by day, day in, day out. Yeah, it's a very important thing. By me, for example, people thought that I have. Minayot, how do you call that?
Acciones.
I have Minayot by Selco. Because when I went home, I went home and someone brought me home, and then before I went into Ramot, I called my wife that I'll come home. And then people thought, you will come home. No, why do you have to call before? Because I wanted that I should feel that, and she should feel how happy I'm coming home. That I think about her before I'm coming home, and I wanted to feel how she's happy that I think about her before I just see her. Do you know how many people are thinking about their spouses only when they see her de facto? What do I mean? You come home and you are coming home like this for sure, because you're in the middle of the business, you know, that's the way you come home. And then you open the door, and then you're still making like this, and then you see her face and shalom. But you didn't think beforehand that it's a disaster. You don't work on the yachas. You don't work that there should be someone there. You are happy to hear her voice, and she's happy to hear your voice. It's not only when you inevitably see her, then you say, "Anacha, anachefach, shovali, anach, anachom, anach, ma, ma, ken, ken, ma, 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 ma." That's gone. You know, it's not. You didn't work.
One question: when we have this connection, panim el panim, the yetzer hara, the animal instinct, will be low.
Yeah, for sure, because it's the same violin. There are two people playing the same violin. But when you play it with one player, the other person has nothing to play. What shall I do? But it won't disappear. It will not disappear. It will come up, because, but you have something to work with. Okay? Atkan? Sei gesund.